Thank you, Mr. Chairman. India associates itself with the statement made by Iran on behalf of NAM and other states. India views assistance 7, India views Article 7 assistance as a legal obligation of states parties, as clearly laid out in the convention and as agreed in previous review conference documents. Assurance of prompt emergency and humanitarian assistance to an affected state party is one of the key pillars of the convention and is essential to underline the concrete benefits of accession to the convention and is thus relevant for its universality. India was happy to join France in submitting a proposal at the experts meeting in August 2015 for the establishment of a database for assistance in the framework of Article 7, the working paper contained in Working Paper 7. The purpose of this database, as a confidential clearinghouse tool which the ISU will establish and administer, is to allow matching specific offers and requests for assistance for states parties and coordination with relevant international organizations, encompassing both emergency assistance, containment measures, and recovery assistance. We see this as an operational and concrete tool providing an incentive for the convention's universalization. A side event co-chaired by the ambassadors of France and India was held this morning. We are happy with the very positive response elicited so far by the paper. Along with France, we will reissue the paper with a larger group of co-sponsors so that this can be a specific contribution to the review conference. Mr. Chairman, we have seen the working papers on Article 7 submitted by various delegations at our meetings this year, which require further discussion, and also the statements made this morning, including by the United States. In our view, Article 7 cannot be deflected or confined to national capacity or investigation or Article 10 cooperation. This approach would ignore the specific obligation on mutual assistance as states parties under Article 7. There is a specific role for states parties as part of the BWC, which is included in the India-France paper. As regards Working Paper 10 submitted to the 2015 meeting of experts, we feel that there is considerable merit in the focus that South Africa has put on assistance. In a situation of an outbreak, however, we would have to deal with three sets of issues: the trigger for assistance, the procedures for assistance, in which the France-India paper has tried to address, and the delivery of assistance. We would like to mention a couple of issues with regard to the South African paper. As agreed in past review conferences, a request for investigation is separate from, but parallel to, requests for assistance. The information listed in the South African guidelines give the impression that the details needed for assistance are almost the same as that needed for investigation. In fact, the set of information needed for assistance would be quite distinct. The second issue with the South African paper is that it assumes that the application for the assistance would be made to the UN Security Council. Article 7 requires states parties to provide assistance, not the UNSC. There is an indirect linkage, but successive review conferences have created more space between the two. Conceptually, therefore, the two need to be separated. A request for assistance would come to the BWC, whether to the ISU or another structure. In parallel, it could go to others. This is because assistance would be requested by a state not as a UN member, but as a BWC member. Mr. Chairman, India believes that assistance should be broadly defined. Coordination and delivery to state party requesting assistance, including the following: detection equipment, including biosensors, alarm equipment, protective equipment, decontamination equipment and decontaminants, prophylactic, diagnostic and therapeutic medical measures and materials and associated equipment, and exchange of information and technology regarding assistance. It is clear that the lack of a comprehensive protocol to strengthen implementation of all aspects of the BWC has created a gap in the international community's capacity to respond effectively to provide assistance to states parties to the BWC. An event relating to violation of the BWC is more than a public health emergency under IHR 2005. While coordination and cooperation with relevant UN bodies such as the WHO, FAO, OIE, etc., are important complementary measures, the lack of an institutional mechanism to provide assistance remains a concern to the international community. The CWC, however, is far more advanced in this regard. Pending the conclusion of a comprehensive protocol to the BWC that would, inter alia, redress this gap, NAM has already suggested a number of practical steps which we would endorse. There are other ideas that could be considered, such as the establishment of a trust fund. States parties in cooperation with relevant international organizations could also consider a tabletop exercise to improve coordination, awareness and improve response times. Mr. Chairman, though the recent Ebola epidemic is generally considered as a natural outbreak, it raises important questions regarding the issue of assistance under Article 7, including whether existing modalities of international response allow for timely and adequate support and assistance to the affected countries and peoples, including first responders and healthcare workers. The preventive preparedness, response and recovery activities at national, regional and international level related to such an outbreak, and ways to assure timely access to affordable drugs and vaccines and related diagnostic, preventive and therapeutic equipment to affected people, especially those in developing countries. Given the apparent limitations in current mechanisms to deal even with a natural outbreak, there may be need for skepticism regarding the implicit assertion by some that a case of use of biological weapons would need nothing more beyond existing mechanisms to deal with public health emergencies under IHR 2005. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.